Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web night or day, 365, 24/7, anytime at voiceofvision.org. And every Monday through Friday, we put new programs, the daily radio show, right there on the front page with a text of the show. Now, sometimes it's just an outline, and it's not quite all that we do on the 15-minute program, but you have a basic idea right there. And if you want to see any of those that you missed, well, if you want to hear them, go on to the radio archive button right there at voiceofvision.org, or hit Daily Blog, and you can search there. We have a search engine over on the main page as well, and you can find sermons there. And a lot of these teachings are sermons broken up into little bits, and books and videos and other articles. You can email me there, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org. You can find out about Riverside Christian Fellowship and when our services are, where we are. There's a little Google map there. And really, it's quite an interactive site. Lots to do there and see there. And we're really happy with that. And we appreciate you going on there, voiceofvision.org. Well, today's message is titled, Wake Up! Wake Up! Romans 13:11 says, the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. Let me go ahead and read Romans 13:11 through, 14. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. You see, he means ultimate salvation, Jesus coming back, and, you know, glorification, because we first believe, you know, we're saved. For salvation, you know, the consummation, the parousia, as they call it, Jesus coming again. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. I'll now say something very prophetic, that everyone here can also pronounce and be a prophet as well, with 100% accuracy. Are you ready? Each moment, each day, each hour is one moment, one day, one hour closer to Jesus coming back. That is the truth, because He is coming back. Amen. And so it's time to wake up. Paul was talking to the Roman believers here. He's talking about getting away from some of these bad habits and turning around, repenting. Now, Martin Luther, in the first of his, you know, famous 95 theses, said that the whole life of a believer is repentance. You know, turning from the kingdom. We've been placed in the kingdom of light, but sometimes we look at it, at the kingdom of darkness again. We try to put one foot in there and think we can just saunter on over into the kingdom of darkness for a little while and then saunter on back and no one will notice, you know, like sneaking out to the ice cream store or something like that in the middle of the night. But sometimes we don't realize we're inviting the whole truck back. We're hanging out a shingle and saying, welcome to the devil's place. So we need to stop looking at the kingdom of darkness and start getting fascinated with the kingdom of light. And that's called repentance, folks. Turning towards the light. Drawing closer to God. Forsaking your sin and taking up your cross and following Him. Again, Martin Luther said, the whole life of a believer is repentance. I believe him. I believe that's right. I believe this is what the Bible teaches, because we're always changing. It makes us consider this question. What does repentance have, you know, if any, in the life of a believer? One who's already repented of his sins and already been saved by Jesus Christ. That's what it says here in Romans 13. He is one day closer. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Closer now. So if that's the truth and we're going to make it, what role does repentance really have? If we've already been forgiven, then how or why would repentance be, you know, an ongoing thing? Does the Bible teach a repentant lifestyle? Friends, it does. Let me read to you the book of Acts, chapter 20. This is Paul when he's leaving Ephesus, and I'm going to go to Ephesians here in just a little bit. But he was there for 3 years in Ephesus, and now he's about to leave, and he's giving a farewell address to them. And Acts chapter 20, verse 20, 2020 vision, here we go. And he says, "How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I'm going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit." Not knowing what will happen to me there. And he keeps talking again and again here. And then he says, "Now behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify you to this day that I am innocent of the blood of all you, for I did not shrink." There he goes again. "I didn't shrink from declaring you the whole counsel of God." And basically, in a sense, he is kind of saying that repentance and faith, everything revolves around that. Repentance towards God and doing that by having faith in Jesus Christ. And that is what starts your salvation walk, but as you have received him, so walk ye in him, Colossians 2:6. You know, repentance and faith are like the steps in the walking in the Spirit, as it were. So in a sense, repentance and faith are the whole counsel of God. Now in the verses following our text right there, you know, in Romans 13, where it says, "The hour has come for you to wake from sleep," Paul says that believers need to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Verse 12. He says that we need to walk properly as in the daytime. Verse 13. And to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Verse 14. Friends, these things are what a repentant lifestyle is all about. Again, Colossians 2:6 tells us that as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. How did you receive him? You received him in repentance and faith, and you're to walk in that daily. Daily repentance is about fellowship with God, and this requires a humble admission of our dependence on God. You know, when you woke up this morning, I have a question for you. When you woke up this morning, were you God? No? Then repent of what you ask. Think of it this way. Repentance is looking away from ourselves and towards God, and we have to do that. We must do that every day. You know the verses by the Apostle John where he says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. Well, that's about more than the initial salvation experience. It's about fellowship with God. You see, when we sin, we are forgiven. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John chapter 2 right there. But even though we're forgiven, you know, that's already been accomplished, and our sin can't negate the relationship. You know, there's still that matter of fellowship. If I had a brand new carpet and I had children and I said, "Don't bring a dog home, they'll mess up the carpet," and they brought a dog home anyway and messed up the carpet, now would they still be my children? Yes. Would I still love them? Yes. Would I be angry in the moment? Well, yes. And would I get down there with them and say, "Look, we gotta help clean this thing up"? Yes. And would the fellowship be being restored as we're doing that? Yes. You know, we may never even speak to our earthly father, but we're still his offspring. However, if we're not talking to him, you can have a relationship, but it's soured. You have no fellowship. And in the same way, we as believers can grieve the Holy Spirit with our disobedience. We're so enmeshed and enthralled with the world, we're not even looking at our Heavenly Father. It's not that there is no fellowship, it's that we will not partake of it. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Do not grieve the Spirit of God." We can grieve him. And in a sense, fall out of fellowship with the Father. Now, oh, he still loves us, and we're still going to make it to heaven, but we lack an assurance of a daily walk. That is, until we repent and receive the blessings of being able to look at our Father without having to hang our head or turning away completely from him. When we draw near to him, we know he draws near to us. That's James 4:8. And you know, you take a step back, he didn't take a step back. It says when we draw near, he draws near. It's just that we have to turn around, step back, and then he takes another step. Eventually, even though we're two steps forward, one step back, here, there, and the other, eventually he's going to catch up to us, and we're going to get that fellowship again and feel that. Boy, it's an important part of our assurance. That's how you draw near to God. Repentance. Again, repentance is turning back to see God. David said it like this in Psalm 51:12, "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." It's a daily thing. It's an important thing. Let me turn to Ephesians here. This is Paul. Again, he's writing to the Ephesians now. And he says in verse 13, "But when anything is exposed," chapter 5, "by the light it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Now that has to be saved people, because he's talking to saved people at Ephesus. This is a book for saved people in Ephesians. And you know, they can't look to Christ, the one who they don't believe in. They're dead. It says, arise from the dead, Christ will shine on you. It means, you know, you got to get out of that thing and walk in the light some more. And then he describes, look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. We did a whole couple of series called How to Have a Good Time and Let the Good Times Roll, based on verses 13 through 21. And the truth is, it talks about being filled with the Spirit. It talks about repenting, turning around, and it's a daily thing. And we need to wake up and know what the will of God is. And not just think that, well, you know, we can just walk in darkness and walk as children of light at the same time. He who does not turn from the darkness and walks in it is a liar. The truth is not in him. And so we need to wake up. And we need to wake others up. You know, Paul says in Philippians 3, 12 through 19, there are many that are enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul says, I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't arrived yet, but this one thing I do. I stop looking back at the darkness. I start looking forward into the light. And I press on to the mark, the prize of the high call in Christ Jesus. And follow others that are going this way. And if you're not doing it some right way, God will reveal that to you. He says, mark them that are following the right way. Follow them. Mark those that are not, and don't go that way. You know, in Romans 12, it says, present yourselves a living sacrifice. And it says in verse 2, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, if part of repentance, you know, the Greek word is metanoia, it means, you know, changing your mindset. If part of repentance is changing your mindset, then to change your mind is to renew your mind. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, therefore, to be transformed is by repentance. Again, if we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, and renewing your mind is, you know, changing your mind, and changing your mind is repentance. So you're transformed by repentance. Do you see that? Wake up. As we are transformed, as we grow in grace, we learn this repentance more perfectly. We wake up each day and we put on God, and we look for the things of God and ask, what is your will today? And when you get out there in the world and you think bad things are happening, it might be your will, his will to show Jesus Christ and your love for him despite what happens in the world. You're saying, that sounds like a lot. It is. As we're transformed, we grow in grace. We learn this repentance more perfectly. You know, the truth is, Luther was right. The whole life of a believer is repentance. You need to change your mind about repentance today. You need to walk in the light. You need to wake up, because it's one day closer each day. Are you ready? You get with God, find out today. That's all the time we have. Voice of Vision broadcast. See you next time. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God.